And so, for example, I know you said Carol should come in under. And we're not trying, I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to embarrass anybody, but I just wanted to see, can you just look at this, look at that, basically, okay? You got this?
Fine.
Okay, here we go. Okay, just look at the class, okay, and just say, this argument is called what?
The anthropological argument for the existence of God.
Okay, and it's based out of what? Human beings are? And what makes up a person good?
That we have a mind, we're rational, we're conscious, self-aware, we have a heart, we love, we long for freedom, and we have a soul, and we really want to know, why are we here? Do we have anything that makes the difference?
Yep. And Emily, in essence, that's it. Those are the desires that come out of that. And the argument then would be that evolution is what? You have to understand what evolution is, and it's basically, you know, what?
Random chance molecules bumping together created everything.
Is it rational?
No.
Is it loving?
No.
No, it's none of those things. So then how can we, the effect of the cause of evolution, have these desires? That doesn't make any sense. And if we have these desires, then evolution has to be able to answer them, explain them, right? And it can't. And the consequence then, or the result of all that would be then that I will, if I believe in evolution and I have these desires, they will never get met. And human existence becomes what?
Futile.
You can't explain it, and you are a tortured freak of nature. I'd really like you to tell you, but really that's what it is. You are, it's a nature, because you come from nature, you're a freak of nature. You're tortured because you will never have those desires met, but they're there, because the effect has become greater than the cause. Does that make sense? Carol, can you give me an example of a desire of rationality? It comes from the mind.
Desire of rationality.
Can you explain that to...
Well, we want to make sense of things. Why did this happen?
Exactly. The number one question, why does bad things happen to...
good people.
That is an example of what?
Rational mind. We're trying to find
a desire. Reason. I want to know that. Okay? Right? We want to know why this, you know, why my loved one was taken or whatever. Okay? Right? Now the other one that's easy to remember is with the heart. It's called moral responsibility. She didn't mention that one, but that's okay. But can you give an example of what we mean by moral responsibility? What would be an example?
Well, that's our intersection one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you come to an intersection and somebody cuts you off and you're mad. Well, why are you mad? They're just doing what they think is right. And if you're doing what you think is right, then, you know, where do you get that? What's the anger from? Who set the rules?
What would be another example of that? Of history example that we've been over, that people universally agree that this was wrong.
Hitler.
Exactly. Okay? And meaning or significance, I mean, it's easy. We all long for meaning and significance. And that's it. That is in a basic form all you need to know, because that's all you can know. I can get up there, I write out the sermons so that you guys can have them. I can go up there, there's no notes for this class. I can preach like that, I've done it in the past. It's just withdrawing the stuff that's already within me, but it's in a basic outline form. And that's what you do in a conversation. There are certain things I've memorized, but I can't memorize the word for word the entire sermon. That's why they have the extra takes in movies, right? Right? And so thank you, Carol, for a round of applause. Debbie, I know you study, so why don't you come up? I'll take you through the same questions. Debbie, come here. You can bring your notes if you want to. You can't look at them, but you can bring your notes.
You can make his life miserable with me, Debbie. Yeah.
I'm going to take you through the same questions. Okay? Face that way. All right. Face that way. Look at me. Face that way.
Okay.
screen over there.
At least she's honest, right?
Yes.
At least she's honest, okay? And again, the reason why we're doing this is so that you can have an answer for the hope that you have, okay? So, this argument is called what?
Anthropological.
It's an
argument for the existence of God.
And I don't like that. It sounds like you're smart and you mean it's argument.
Argument for the existence of God.
Yeah, for man.
For man.
Creation of man, okay? That's all it is. Anthropology, study of man. Okay? Christology, the study of what? Christology, the study of what?
Christ.
Can you gather around that woman and cast pity on her? Okay. Tom Cruise, like, yeah. Okay. Now, that's what the argument is, and it's based off of what? Human beings are?
Personal beings.
And we have a personhood. What makes up our personhood?
Our mind, our heart, and our soul.
Right. And there are desires that come out of the mind, heart, and soul. What are the desires that come out of the mind?
Self-aware, rationality.
That's it. Consciousness or self-awareness is the same thing in rationality. That's all I want you to know. And I want you to know rationality because you need to be able to explain it. Mm-hmm. What's an example of a desire for rationality?
To know what is right and wrong, or to understand everything.
Right. We have a desire for understanding. Why is this? Well, science is that, right?
Science is that?
Science is to understand why things work the way they do.
Yeah.
And science only works through rationality. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Exactly. Okay. What's the heart? What are the desires that come out of the heart?
Loving, freedom, moral.
Moral responsibility. Now, can you tell me how you would argue, and I'll let Carolyn in this one, of an example of love? But we all long to love, right? But if you are an atheist, what is love reduced to?
It's reduced to nothing. I mean, it's irrational.
It's not irrational, but it's what?
It's chemical reaction.
Oh, chemical reaction, that's right.
Okay. So basically, the intense love I feel for Erica is just a more complex chemical reaction. Okay? All right? But that's really what that's all it is. Because why is that the case? Because you say that to an atheist, they've never thought that through. Because that's not right. I don't think that. That's not true. Why is it true?
Because they believe that they were a chemical reaction.
Right, and everything is a result of
a chemical reaction.
In one sense, it's a more complex chemical reaction. So love is reduced to you as chemical reaction. So I say to them, you don't know what love is. You're incapable of loving, because that's what it is. And can love, the other thing is, what is evolution? Define evolution.
It is the chemical reaction of everything.
Chemicals colliding randomly over time. Random chance, right, all that. Is that loving?
No.
It is, evolution is indifferent. You know what that means? It doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's a brute process. It's survival of the fittest. It is not loving at all. What creation says is what? A loving God created loving creatures. Okay? Right, so you got freedom, you've got moral responsibility, okay, and the soul has what?
The soul is longing for desire and significance.
Desires, meaning, and significance. I want to make a difference in our purpose in our lives.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the gist of this argument, though, is what? What I said, the first thing in class. The idea behind it is that the blank cannot become greater than the blank.
The cause cannot be. The effect cannot be greater than the cause.
Exactly. You have to know that. And the desires are the effect.
Right.
And they become greater than the cause, which is evolution.
Okay.
Evolution now has to be able to, since we came from the cause, answer those or meet those desires.
It can't.
So as a result, you are what? Humans are what? Tortured, freak of nature, a
fish out of water. That's
perfect. A fish out of water that longed for water, but water never existed.
Yeah.
That make sense? That wasn't too bad, was it?
No, that was okay.
That was okay. She's done. All right. Chase, come on up, buddy. I know you've been studying it. Go through the same thing, all right? And just so you know, Chase, you're studying what now? In your classes?
Leadership
ministry?
Yes.
What school are you going through? Grace College?
Grace Christian University in Michigan.
Yeah, he's taking it online. So isn't that cool?
Sweet. Good for you.
And so, you'll do fine. I'll walk you through it. And if you don't get it right, you're going to find a different place to live. So no pressure. No pressure at all. Okay. I'm getting out here a little bit because he's going to ministry. And so I do a Bible study with David and him on Sunday nights. Although we were saying last Sunday we didn't do it. So, yeah. So this is called, what kind of argument, Chase?
Anthropological.
Yeah. It's the anthropological argument for the existence of God. What does the anthropology mean?
Study of man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anthropology. Okay. And it's an argument that says that human beings are
personal
beings. You're great. And we have a personhood. And what makes up our personhood? There's three parts.
So there's
mind,
heart, and soul.
That is mind, heart, and soul. Okay, and out of the mind are come desires. And what are the desires of the mind?
Is it?
You can think this through.
Like what's on the side, or like what you feel?
It's no. A mind desires what? Understand.
To understand.
To think and understand, right? And that's what we call rationality.
Oh yeah, rationality. Okay.
Okay. We want to make sense of this world, and we don't make it through our hearts or through our hands. Make it through our mind, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so that's what it is. And so we desire that. Can you give me an example of a desire for rationality?
When something, we see something on the news and you know it's wrong, but other people are saying it's right. Or something bad happens to someone.
How about this? Once or twice a week, you call me and say, why is this in the Bible, or why is that? Do you know what that is? You're desiring what? Rationality, to understand. That desire, that's rationality. And the most common example of that people relate to is, I don't understand why bad things happen to good people. I don't understand why someone named their child Harry Harris. I don't get that at all. So, I actually think it's kind of cool, their uncle's names. But anyways, that's that. So now, mind and the heart, what are the desires of the heart?
To love.
What else?
To love people, to
be free. Do you understand what it says, my heart is free? Do you know what that means? Choice, if you're not a robot, okay? God allows us that freedom. Okay? Love, we talk about that. What's the other desire of the heart?
The other desire.
You get caught up at the intersection. What do you do? What does everybody do?
Get mad at them.
It's a universal response, right? Right? That's what we call moral response, but that's wrong. They should not be allowed to do that. Okay? They should not be allowed to cheat an election. They should not be allowed to. They're shutting down Walmarts now because the losses are so great because people are walking in and stealing stuff. That's wrong, right? That's moral responsibility. That desire comes out of that, right? Happens at Costco too, right? You feel that it's wrong, right?
Yeah.
That's all we're talking about here. And the last thing is the soul. What does the soul long for? Desire of the soul. You've been doing it at our house the last year, and then you made the decision to pursue this.
For meaning, significance.
That's it. What am I going to do with my life? That's it. It's that difficult, okay? And so, just to the argument is that a blank cannot be greater than a blank. What is that? Fill in blank. A blank cannot be greater than a blank. The effect cannot be greater than the cause. Okay? So the cause is what? For the atheist? Evolution. That's why they're here. And the effect is whatever the evolution comes evolution, it can't be greater than the cause. That's a scientific principle, it's a fact. And so the desires that we went through, evolution has to be able to answer those desires. Okay? And is evolution answering those desires right now, the desire for moral responsibility, when we see people walking out of stores with stuff and we're doing nothing about it? No, we feel violated. We're angry, right? But that's evolution, because what is evolution say, by the way? Survival of the fittest. Okay? Therefore, when I see that, I get frustrated, right? We all get frustrated. And so if the effect, the desires that we have of a person are greater than the cause, then what is human existence reduced to? You're a tortured freak of nature. Tortured. I'm tortured because I don't like seeing these people steal. I don't like the fact that Walmart may shut down in Auburn. Okay?
Really?
They're shutting down stores. You know what billions of dollars of loss they had this year? This was on the news this morning, Walmart. $2 to $3 billion.
Get a taser.
So we have all of that. That we're, okay? And so the effect cannot be greater than the cause. And so that's human existence. It's frustrated experience. Okay? All right. Good job, Chase. Yeah. Chase is going to teach this class starting January 8th, so he's going to take over for me.
Sweet.
Good job. Who wants to go next, or I have to pick on somebody?
I can look right at you, because you already.
Yeah. Frank, why don't you come out? Let's see how you do. All right? Yeah. Sense of security. Have these notes. I'll lead you through it. For those that have done it, the three of you that did it, it wasn't hard, right? What we're going through here? Did it help you get it a little bit?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Your headlights
up. It's okay. Craig, this is what we call this argument. The blank. Argument for the existence of God.
Anthropological.
Existence. Anthropology is the study of man, right? And human beings are?
Mind, heart, and soul.
No, personal beings.
Personal
beings. Okay. Shannon may disagree with you on that, but you're still a personal being, right?
Yeah.
And we have, what makes up our personality or our personhood? There are three things.
The mind, heart,
and soul. Out of them come desires. So what are the desires of the mind?
Money.
It's a desire for sure.
Yeah.
What does the mind long for? Just think of one thing really.
Answer the question of...
Yeah. With your mind, you do what? Do you feel with your mind or do you think with your mind?
You think
with your mind, okay? And so the mind longs for, desires for feeling or understanding?
It's for understanding.
We call that rationality, okay? Let me give you an example of that. Did Einstein make up or discover E equals MC squared? He discovered it. It was already there. Why was it already there? Because the world is rational. Why is the world rational? It's created by a rational being. We know the world is rational. Okay? So we long for rationality, okay? Like, you're thinking right now, why isn't David Dole here? Right? You don't understand that. You can't get it, right? All right? Okay, so you got the idea here, all right? And so you have a heart. What is the desire of the heart?
Rational.
No, that's the mind. The desire of the heart. Do you think with your heart or do you feel with your heart?
Feel.
What's love? Yeah, we all long to love. Okay? And what else? Be free. Be free to make your choices. And one other thing. In our hearts, we have what? We feel this. Moral responsibility. That people, there's got to be some sort of accountability. That there are certain rights and wrongs. Okay? Right? It wasn't with the mind that we took down, we defeated Nazism and Hitler. It was with our heart because what they did was wrong to those Jews. And they argued that with their mind that they were living according to their worldview, remember, and they should be held accountable. And we said, no, this transcends that. That was nothing to do with the mind. But it, rationally, they were making sense. They were perfectly logical. But there's something beyond that. Okay? Right? So what's an example of moral responsibility? The example we've been using all the time about me being a driver. What's the example of moral responsibility?
Just to...
When you're driving and somebody cuts you off, what do? You yell and scream, hit the horn, Shannon's in shock, and she starts yelling at you, right? And so on. And you saw, right, you want to drive? She's okay, I'll drive. She drives. Someone cuts her off. She expletives flow out of Shannon, right? And she hits the horn and she starts chasing the guy down trying to drive him off the road. You know, we all know that's how Shannon is, right? So at least that's what you told me. Okay? But there's some things that are just universally wrong. And that's just, where does that come from? Okay? You have a soul. What does the soul long for?
The truth.
Yeah. But what else? It's a basic that everybody desires this. We all desire love. It's everything everyone desires. Basic to all human existence. Why am I here? Meaning. Purpose, significance. What am I going to do with my time? Okay? All of that. Alright? And this argument is based on what principle? That the blank cannot be greater than the blank? This is hard, I get this. But the what?
Cause can be greater than the effect.
Reverse it. The effect.
Greater than the cause.
Right. Okay. And what's the effect? It, maybe turn on that. What's the effect? It's not the mind, it's what? The conscience and rational, that's the desire. Yeah, right. The effect of the heart is free, love, and moral responsibility. The soul, the effect, is belongs to me and significance. Those things have become greater than the cause. Okay? In evolution, the background from which you came from, this is a evolution. Right there, remember that? Nothing outside that. So what? It has to be able to meet those desires. And if it can't, which it doesn't, then what? Human existence is what? You are a what? You're a tortured frequency. You're a fish out of water. Okay? Alright? You guys got that?
Yeah.
Alright, thank you, Frank. Anybody else want to come up? Good job, Frank. I want to watch this. Tom, come up here for a second. Tom has not been to class. Let's see what he can just do through this class. He's been here like two times because of his sick wife and everything, and so his schedule and whatnot.
Been here more than twice.
Not for this, have you? Really? Three or four times maybe? At the most, but not like...
Come on. Why are you saying that?
So let's see what Tom remembers. Okay. If he remembers, I'm going to bet my life savings he'll remember more than I remember. But my point being is that I don't think that this is a very effective way of teaching. Okay? So
This what is?
It is what it is. But this is what argument is this? This is a argument for the existence of God based on what?
Anthropology, the study of man?
Yep, exactly. That. Do this. That's, if he gets any of these, that's great. You don't have to yourself. You're good for it. Okay. Now, human beings are what?
What are they created
out of? No, human beings are personal beings.
Personal beings.
Yep. And we have a personhood, and there's three parts of a personhood that everyone will agree with. What are they?
Body, mind, and soul.
Almost. Mind.
Heart, mind.
Heart, soul. Yep, that is great. He has just been to this class not many times. Good. You did a great job. But he'll remember this way more than anything else. And now, what are the desires?
I'll put it down too, Dr.
Well, but that's how we do it. So, out of the heart, out of the mind, comes what desires?
To understand things in a rational way.
Yep, that's it. That's exactly. Yeah, clap again. That's great. Good job. Can you give an example of a desire, our desire for understanding or rationality?
Yeah, to try to justify things, or to ask why things happen, why they don't happen.
The question that I've said to you is that everyone can relate to is why. Well, I want to know, why do bad things happen to good people? That's an example of rationality. Okay? Why did Jan settle for Dark Croissant? The world will never know.
Love.
That's right.
Love.
It was God. There you go.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle, yeah. And we have a heart. What are the desires of the heart?
To love and to
be free.
Be free.
And the other one.
Find
moral responsibility.
Moral responsibility.
We think there's certain things in this world that just aren't right, and everyone kind of agrees with that. Okay? It used to be, and these people that are freaks of nature, and I don't mean that in a good way, they're mentally sick, they're trying to justify pedophilia. Universally, the world thinks that that is wrong. So then there's a sense of moral responsibility that we all have, okay? And the soul longs for what? Purpose. Meaning. Why am I here? What am I going to do with my life? Okay? Alright? And so I would say to an atheist, your life has no meaning. And they're going to say what? Say, well, you've come from in a different brute process of random chemicals colliding over millions of years. That's the background, that is the building blocks of what you have come from. And in the end, you will what? Cease to exist. Your life can have absolutely no meaning or purpose. Because what happens in the end?
Extinction.
The only thing that you should do is be a hedonist to get as much pleasure out of this life. But you don't feel that way, do you? You want to make a difference. But your life is meaningless. You have no purpose, no significance. That's why I would say this to them, but for an atheist, the only rational thing to do is to do what? Commit suicide. Okay? That's it. Thank you, Tom. Good job. Good job, Tom. Anybody else want to come up? You want to call my wife up?
She smiles,
but
we
can
call you up instead.
Come on up there. Who would like to see Eric come up? Let's give it.
Explain yourself.
So ask questions.
Okay, so does, it's the anthropological argument for the existence of man,
God.
Anthropology is a study of man. Human beings are basically personal beings. And that's based on the fact that there's three things that make us personal: our mind, our soul, and our heart. Out of our mind comes our desire for rationale, that we desire to understand why things happen, understand why bad things happen to good people, or as Mark and I agree, we said it, that why good things happen to bad people. And out of the heart comes a desire for love and moral justice.
Moral responsibility.
Which justice kind of fits in that too, like why we desire for justice, because there's a moral right and wrong. And soul is our desire for significance, and we want to have a meaning and a purpose. Why are we here?
And the basis of this argument comes from what principle?
That the effect cannot be greater than the cause.
What's the effect in this?
The effect is that we are personal, that we have mind, that we do have a desire for significance. We do desire love and meaning.
Did evolution answer those desires?
No, because evolution is not rational.
Therefore, human existence is like what?
A torture freak of nature. Fish on a wire.
Fish on a wire. That's it. Very good. So hard was it?
Do I still have a place to look?
Yes, you do. You have a place to look. So does Chase.
You could teach it next week.
Yes, you could teach it next week, but we'll be eating food. In light of that, I'll close this in prayer, and can we, under Roger's direction, set the tables up down the middle here? We'll do that after, right now, because, you know, yeah, and we can even move those chairs. Just get me set up, because I don't want to do it after church, because we're going to be doing the...
You don't have a place to live.
You know, the... Well, yeah, but we'll also be doing, you know... I should talk to Rodney if we should push him back next week, the angel tree, because we're the main people that signed up. We were all gone because of the weather. We'll see. All right, we pray. Lord, thank you for everybody for their hard work and for the things you're teaching us this morning. Lord, we just want to do our best to be able to have an answer for the hope that we have. It is an attractive thing to have hope in this hopeless world. So please bring people into our lives that we can share the hope that we have. To prepare us for worship this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's see if we can set these tables up. Roger, how do you want these tables done?
It's off now, but I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to do all of them. We'll look around the way we
take them. We can't hear you.
Okay, go around the way.
Down the middle, okay. I got to get me mic'd up.